So you would think that they would have some manners and some brain and figure it out after all the talks they had with professionals that I have a lot of problems because I'm blind. And the guide dog is there to help me. And you would think they would have some brains to think about that. It's not bloody hard or fucking expensive to buy a lead and a collar and keep them on a leash. You would think. But why the fuck will they spend a quid? Oh, this is gonna go. I said to my mum a few months ago before all this sort got sorted out and got quiet a bit. I said to my mum, if this ain't gonna go get it sort out, I'm moving out. And it's not your fault, but it's not my fault or Tessa's fault or Tessa's problem to live here. Now, if I have to go out, and I can't even go out on my own, because when I'm with someone, they can kick the dog away. Because sometimes you have to kick them to get them away from you. The little yappy bastards that don't even get up to your ankles. And they don't just attack dogs. They attacked my brother. They bit my brother once. He put a statement down. But because we didn't get the police straight away, they couldn't do anything about it, but the antisocial behaviour department took a statement from him anyway. But it is hard for me to walk out of the door and just walk, because I have to stress out and think, what the fuck am I going to do when there's four dogs attacking my guide dog from four different directions like they did last year? What am I supposed to do? Because I don't want Tess getting bitten, but then I don't want to kick them because I love dogs and it's not their fault that the way they are. And to be honest, I don't even think I can aim properly. So I have to have someone to walk with me to work Tess for a bit, which is frustrating because my family hasn't got time to walk with me twice or three times a day. So at this precise moment, I can only walk Tess in the evening. And sometimes that can't even happen because my mum's too busy or because she's got a hard job, she sometimes can't. So then there's me thinking, do I walk out of this door and pray that she won't get attacked, or do I just leave her out and go tomorrow? Which is not fair on her because she has to work and she gets fed up when she sits in my house for all day and doesn't go for a walk. Not even if I took her for a 5-minute walk, she would be all right. But I can't do it. So now, because I know the dogs are there and she got bitten today, I know that I won't be able to walk out for the next week until the fucking antisocial behaviour department and the police come out again and say, sort it out. Because I know as soon as I walk out, she's going to get bitten again, because the dogs have been running up and down the street for the last few weeks. And for the last few weeks, my auntie used to pick me up in her car with her dogs, and she used to come to hers, and we used to go for a walk and go to a massive field where I used to live, because I used to live where my auntie does now, and let them off there, and we used to walk back to hers, and she used to drop me off here. So I didn't have to cross the border with the dogs. But now my auntie can't really do it because she has kids. Because they're finished school. And it's me either not exercising the dog or me risking that she's going to get bitten and get aggressive again. Because it took me 4 months to get her back to where she was when it comes to the aggressive part of her behaviour. because she would not leave a dog alone after what has happened. She always attacked them. And I had a lot of problem with that. It got sorted out in the end because I have got really good control over her. And I did tell her, it's all right, they ain't going to attack you. And I stroked her and I spoke to her and I cuddled her. And after a while, she realised that the guide dogs in college won't attack her. But then as soon as I got off campus and there was a normal dog, that's it. So it took me 4 or 5 months to get her back to where she is now. And now I still have 4 weeks before I go back to college. And if she's going to get attacked even once a week, she's going to get back to the aggressiveness like she did last year. Now, what the hell am I supposed to do? Because aggressive dog means that it's my fault and they're going to take her away from me, because you can't have an aggressive guide dog. Because if she's going to see a dog and get aggressive and attack it every single time she's on harness, that ain't going to be safe for me. Then if I get a new guide dog, it's going to be the same problem with the new guide dog. So that can't be solved. The police is going to come out because I'm going to ring them on Monday. Antisocial behaviour is going to come out. And I don't know if it's going to quiet down like it did last time. And even if it does, for how long? So, do I really have to move out to somewhere else? Because my family, I wouldn't make my family move out with me, because it's not their fault. And this is a council house, which my mum waited 8 years to get one. So it's not fair on her to say, oh, you're either moving out with me or whatever. So do I give up on Tess and other guide dogs whilst I'm living here? Do I move out myself, or is there a third way? Because this is just getting too much. And at one point I'm going to explode and I'm going to make such a war with them. But then my mum says, and my mum's boyfriend say, watch what you're saying to them. Because they're one big family and one of them has to whistle and our house will be burning straight away. And I said, they ain't brave enough to do that. And they wouldn't do it. I know they wouldn't do it. But then there's my family saying, oh, just leave it. Just leave it. But how the fuck can you leave it? I'm going to finish this boo now before I start swearing every single word. And I'm going to let Tess in because she's waiting outside my bedroom door, waiting for me to open the door, because my mum just let her in. She was in our back garden playing with her toy. She didn't want to come back in. So I'm going to stop this boo and go and grab some chocolate and go and have a fag and calm down a little bit, I think. So, sorry for the rant, people. I'm not trying to be racist by saying, oh, those fucking gypsies. That's not me being racist, because I am not a racist person. And I just call them their fucking gypsies because they are gypsies. And because I'm pissed off, they are fucking gypsies. I like them. They're really nice people. They always say hello to you. How are you? You're looking nice today. How are you today? Do you need any help? I once came from college. I was catching a train and I caught a taxi from the train station to mine. And some of our houses don't have numbers. So the taxi driver got lost and he didn't know which house was mine. So I came out and I said, oh, don't worry, because my guide dog will guide me to our house anyway. And he says, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then 3 gypsy men came up to me and says, oh, hello, love. I'll help you to your door. It's all right. And then he grabbed me without waiting for me to say if I need help or not. And he guided me straight to the door. He knocked on the door and they wouldn't leave me till my mum came out, bless them. So they are nice, but they don't think. And I wouldn't have issues if they didn't have the dogs, or if they looked after the dogs the way they're supposed to do, which they don't.